This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Senate approved the Omnibus Appropriations Bill Thursday evening on a 72-26 vote. The bill was overwhelmingly approved by the House on Wednesday. The White House has signaled the president will sign the measure by Saturday. The measure sets total discretionary funding for the 2014 fiscal year at $1.012 trillion, about $25 billion more than federal discretionary spending last year. It also eases budget cuts, known as the sequester, and guarantees we will not face another government shutdown until at least October 1st. The dairy program has become a main point of contention on the farm bill recently. According to House Ag Committee Ranking Member Colin Peterson, there is a dairy program in the works that he believes he can accept. But Peterson had not seen the dairy language. It had only been described to him. As a result, Peterson released a statement Thursday to explain that he has not agreed to a dairy proposal on the farm bill yet. Peterson still supports the Dairy Security Act. According to Peterson, the proposed concept appears to move in the right direction and might be something he could reluctantly support. Without further details, he says a lot still needs to be worked out. Under the proposal, Peterson says the margin insurance already in the House and Senate bills would remain exactly as it is. But if the margin between price and cost of production becomes too tight, dairy producers would get a signal not to increase production. The signal would be either through elimination or reduction of payments through an increase in the premium for the margin insurance, though Peterson says that decision has not been finalized. The market stabilization and supply management provision would not be in the bill. There would be no price supports or an extension of the milk income lost contract program either. Peterson says there may be an increase in the government's ability to buy milk. If the dairy program is worked out, Peterson says it would pave the way for the House leadership to bring the farm bill to the floor for the week of January 27th. However, House Speaker Boehner billed the program as Soviet-style central planning that seeks to control milk overproduction and boost prices. Boehner sided with processors who need lower prices, threatening to block a bill with supply control. Blumenthal says use of milk income lost contract would be temporary.
The deal revives a recently expired milk income loss coverage plan, known as the MILC plan. Milk income loss coverage plan as a transitional program while the new marginal insurance plan is being set up by the United States Department of Agriculture.
Blumenthal called the agreement progress. But Peterson reminds people that he hasn't agreed to anything at this point and still supports the Dairy Security Act. The USDA crop reports released earlier this month showed some important fundamental information for the corn, soybean, and wheat markets. As always, the reports contained a few surprises relative to market expectations. Todd Gleason reports for corn, the biggest surprise was the estimate of stocks on hand on December 1st of 2013.
Based on the reported average trade estimates for the size of the final 2013 corn production estimate and the December 1 stocks estimate, the market expected the disappearance of corn during the first quarter of the 2013-14 marketing year, that's this year, would total about 4.122 billion bushels. However, the final production estimate, revised September 1 stocks estimate, and the December 1 stocks estimate revealed disappearance of 4.335 billion bushels. It's an unexpected increase of more than 5%, says University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good.
That number implied we had record level of feed and residual use of corn during the first quarter of the marketing year. It's not a logical number. It's not a believable number. And when we saw the WASDE report, they did fade that number.
The grain stocks figure is a number captured by NASS from more than 9,000 locations across the United States. WASDE, or the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report, is produced by a different agency. The World Agricultural Outlook Board didn't fully incorporate the grain stocks figure into its projected usage figure for the marketing year. The fade was about a half a billion bushels. It's a big number. Good recognizes the reasons behind the difference and says historically, the grain stocks figure moves a lot during the marketing year.
What we found is they move a lot and they tend to reverse. So when you get a surprise in one report, you tend to reverse that in the next report. So I think March will be an exciting time to read.
The grain stocks report is released quarterly, with the next figure due out in March. The questionable change always centers around how much corn was used to feed livestock.
For the first quarter, it was 2.4 billion bushels. And if you look at similar years when we've had big crops and when we expect to have limited wheat feeding in the summer months, first quarter use has been about 40% of the total for the year. So really, if you took this at face value, you'd say 6 billion bushels is what we're going to feed this year, which is not a believable number, and certainly WASDE didn't forecast that.
In the January WASDE report, the World Agricultural Outlook Board projected marketing year feed and residual use of 5.3 billion bushels, an increase of 100 million bushels from the December projection. That projection implies the subsequent corn stocks estimate will not confirm the extremely high rate of implied use in the first quarter. Still, the WASDE projection represents the largest feed and residual use of corn in 6 years. Even with minimal wheat feeding this summer, Darrell Good explains there seems to be some risk that even the WASDE projections are too high, though it is well below the use implied by first quarter disappearance. USDA will release its next estimate of grain stocks March 31st. I'm Todd Gleason.
According to an article by DTN Ag News' Katie McKick, the private analytical firm Informa Economics said in its latest survey that farmers showed a stronger desire to plant corn than economics seemed to suggest. With acreage projected at 93.3 million, production could reach 14 billion bushels. Soybean acreage at 81.3 million acres is 4.7 million acres higher than last year. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
This is Wayne Schaefer, your country financial agent in Jerseyville. Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. So when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You can't trust your farm protection to just anyone. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. So let us put 80 years of experience to work for you. Find out more about farm insurance from me, your country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you gain a companion to take on the road with you. Macoupin County Farm Bureau's bail bond card helps you keep your driver's license when you're involved in minor traffic offenses in Illinois. When you post your bail bond card, you simply pay us back at a later date. It's hassle-free. For more details, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. Farm Bureau, where membership means security.
After two successful years and nearly $5 million of grant money awarded, America's Farmers Grow Rural Education is looking for help to increase participation in 2014. Farmers can nominate public school districts beginning January 6th, so now simply fill out an application or call 1-877-267-3332 to make your nomination. Or you can also visit americasfarmers.com. Schools that are nominated would be eligible for grants to boost their math and science programs. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, two $1,000 scholarships, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2014-2015 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or trade school, and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by March 21, 2014. Any questions can be directed to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. The Hillsboro FFA Alumni Dinner and Auction will be held on January 18th, tomorrow, at the Hillsboro Knights of Columbus Hall. Doors open at 5:30, live auction starts at 7:30, and that includes a member auction. Silent auction will be going on all throughout the night, which includes Hillsboro FFA members' welding and woodworking projects. There will be a raffle for an LC9 rugger that comes with a carry concealed class. The money raised will go towards scholarships, the greenhouse, and trips for the Hillsboro FFA students. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for the Saturday Horse Show. This week, I spoke with Jason Stewart, a Hillsboro native. Stewart had a horse that suffered a snake bite this past summer and survived, despite not being able to receive immediate attention for the bite. Stewart and I spoke about his horse's journey to recovery and how he's doing today. To hear the story, you can tune in tomorrow just after 6 in the morning and around 12:45 in the afternoon. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.